Boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
What up, fellas? I'm happier than a pig in shit right now. Yeah. Although I was awake for, what was it, 38 hours? It was a 24-hour Jackass takeover in New York City, and we were forced to stay awake. We were there in the studio and could not leave for 24 hours. And
that must have been insane.
It was hell on earth.
I didn't see it.
And the worst part is like, you know, if you're tired at midnight, and you know that you have to host, like, Headbangers Ball at 4 in the morning, you're like, how am I going to fucking pull this off? You know what I mean? Like,
did you do it? Headbang? Well,
yeah, I had some help from Steve-O's medicine, but... Dude, I don't stay awake for 24 hours like how I used to. Like, maybe when I was, like, 24, I'd do it all the time, but now I've been... Ever since Barcelona, I've been going to bed... Well, we've 9 in the morning...
You go to bed at 9 in the morning?
No, I'd wake up at 9 in the morning, go to bed at like 9 at night.
No, we go to bed at like 1.
Well, it slowly started, I started adjusting to the time, but anyway, I'm here with the Moxie, and that's what I'm here to talk about. Band from Pennsylvania, straight out of Westchester.
They were banned from Pennsylvania?
No, they're a band from Westchester. Cool. And I'm here with Taylor Oldie and Greta, and also Shipbird and Stingy Titty. Missy's here, and Chad I. Ginsburg. And Chad, I must start with, I forgot how fucking good you are at producing records.
Yeah, people tend to forget. It's been a long time since I made a record.
Well, not only that, it's like, I just thought, like, I would hear CKY, and I'd know that you would produce the album, but, like, I just thought that CKY was rad with a rad sound, and...
It just doesn't happen like that.
You're you're the Timberland of rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
You're the Timberland of rock and roll.
Where's my Lambo?
in a weird-ass way, you're the Timberland of rock and roll.
Yeah, if you like what I do, man, that's good. You're so, just like me.
Is what happened was, Taylor gave me a CD that he made and played me two tracks, and
I think we played some of that on this.
Yeah, I played it about 3 weeks ago, and I was really impressed, and I heard the potential, and I was like, you should have Chad remix this, dude, and make it right. And then I was like, you know what, fuck it, dude, just redo everything, like, start from scratch and have Chad do everything.
Yeah,
I drove home from New Hope, dude, I was more than blown away. How did you guys think?
Just when you mentioned it, everything you fucking said, just, you know.
Was I hard to work with?
Nah, dude.
Well, most people would say, or think at least.
No.
They're like, was he pissing on your grave there? Like, I didn't bring a grave.
No, you're a little bit an asshole, but it's cool.
I was an asshole?
No.
And I can't believe it got done in 2 days. Like, I was in New York filming for Jackass stuff for the past week, so, you know, I knew that you guys were in the studio and I wanted to be there, but I'm almost more stoked that I got to hear the demo straight to the album version, and now you have a proper... To me, it's a fucking hit song that should be on radio stations right now.
That's how stoked on it I am. No, it turned out rad. Definitely.
And then we also filmed a music video. I'm getting the footage back tomorrow. And Greta, girl singer, pink hair.
You actually shot the video.
Hot piece of A.
Yeah, you shot the video before you even recorded the song. Hey.
Huh?
They have a female singer, right?
Yeah, female singer, and she's got some moves. You know, it's scary because I wanted to do a music video, and you never know how people are going to look live, you know. But
I knew he was going to say that shit. I knew it.
I
understand.
Looking good live is half of it, you know. Like,
at least.
I mean, look at me.
Or more, yeah. There's nothing worse. Like, what's that band? I like sex and candy, Marcy Secret.
Playground.
Yeah. Marcy Playground. Dude, everybody said, like, that was a hit song on all radio stations, and everybody I've ever talked to said that they suck shit live.
Yeah. You got to be good live.
And where are they now? Down in Flames.
Come on, my lady. Come, my lady.
Yeah, we bring it live.
Yeah, and definitely.
This shit is live. The show is live for the first time in 6 months, pretty much.
We are live right now, and...
at his house.
I was a little nervous to talk to strangers for a little while, but I'm kind of back now. Yeah. I'm ready to talk to strangers.
Don't talk to strangers.
But hell yeah, man. I'm more than stoked. You don't even imagine. And yeah,
you made a good call, man.
And like I'm stoked to start filming. We're filming a behind the scenes making of the album right now. Chad's going to start doing some of the other songs. I'm going to start editing the music video, doing color corrections, and it's like all these bands out there who are like trying to get big, they always half-ass little corner, like, you know, like, well, let's make the packaging like the cheaper kind because like we don't really have that kind of money, and you know, hopefully when I get like a CD-ROM and like they wrote it in pen, I just fucking throw it in the trash. Yeah. I don't even want to bother. Like,
you're
if
just
you're
like
not
your brother,
you're, like, you're not taking it seriously. Like, give me something that is right and proper.
Have you seen the Viking Skull and the shit Jess does? He kicks ass at packaging. Jess is like, your brother's...
Oh, he's all about it. Yeah, he's a nut job with that, but that's good, you know? Yeah,
totally.
And same with music videos. Like, it's almost worse to put out a shitty music video. Like, well, fuck, let's just get your digital camera and we'll, like, go out into like a cool looking area and try to throw something together and put it on MySpace.
Go by the
it looks like a local piece of shit.
Do it at an empty warehouse with a railroad track going.
You know what I mean? What did you guys think when you showed up to the house? Because I didn't really tell you what everything was going to look like and what.
No, not at all.
For the video.
Like, you're probably just like, we're going to go play in Bam Skate Park right now, but you had no idea that we were like blacking out all the skate park stuff and making a whole studio in there.
No, man. Once you showed me in the monitor,
yeah,
like, that's when I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty fan. Sick. Yeah, you showed us the first clip, and I was totally blown away.
Didn't the fan make it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Well, it made it easier also just
there's
to
nothing,
in front of the camera.
There's nothing better than, like, a real, like, strong fan and singing in slow-mo.
Yeah,
like,
it was awesome.
It just makes it way more alive.
So you had fans there?
Yeah, until he
just one strong one, though. He was just like, yeah! It's really
good. Yeah. I'm so excited to see how the footage is going to come out.
But when
you
pulled that 150%, like playing that 150%, dude.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they like, actually had to play the song at basically double the speed of...
I've done that. We shot 15 videos with you.
Yeah, so
half of them were three times
when
speed.
The tempo is like this...
Yeah.
When they play it live, it's this.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
faster than that, double time.
Yeah, but like the drumming, if it's like...
Oh, yeah, you sound like a monster.
Yeah, then it turns like...
Yeah, that's how Alvin and Chipmunks did their video.
Yeah.
They never slowed them down.
Still healing, man. Every time I play guitar, they always rip back open.
I'm trying to think. I did a music video with... I can't remember, but I... Maybe it was one of the hymn videos, but we were speeding up his voice, and somebody was like, he sounds like a chipmunk. Like, you're really going to try to sell this? I'm like, dipshit, we're filming it at double the speed, so it's slow-mo when the film gets developed, and I can match it up perfectly. Like they thought that, like, this is the hit song he's trying to put out.
Did you ever down at Alvin and the Chipmunk song?
It was regular speed? You know what it was? It was the Sacrament in Prague. We were filming in Prague, and, like, one of the PAs working on it who didn't know anything about the band was like, it sounds kind of like way too fast. Like, and he thought that like that's what we were trying to put out.
3 hours later.
You guys made Sporadic being driving around in the back of a rider truck with playback.
Yeah, when we did Sporadic Movement, we did it. It was double speed.
No, we did it double slow. We did it at 50%, and you had to sing it like, like the drum was like so when you speed it up, you're like, you look like kind of...
It was twitchy. Speed and meth out.
Twitchy like The Ring or something when the girl's coming out of the TV. Like,
yeah.
That's how they did that, you know?
Well, it looks cool. We like Sporadic Movement. That's one of the better
ones. That's the good thing about film is that you can do that with film, and you can't figure it out with a digital camera that's filming in real time, 24 frames a second.
Did you film the whole Moxie video like that?
Yeah. And then we did some close-ups that were regular, you know, just because I wanted to make sure that your fingers were, like, perfectly on the note for the
guitar. I don't know how many bands
stuff.
Shoot a video for a song that wasn't recorded yet.
Oh, that's another thing.
Hey.
Yeah, because we had the demo, and we shot the video playing the demo song, and then you guys actually re-recorded it, and now I'm going to edit it to the new recorded version.
Oh, my God.
But you cut clips so fast that it doesn't really matter. As long as it's the same tempo,
yeah,
you know,
for that scene, yeah.
Exactly. Then you could always match it up. You know, just as long as, like, the cymbal hit is on time and everything.
No, totally.
Because every clip is, like,
job. Drums,
cut to bass, cut to singing. Everything's so fast anyway that, you know, it'll work. But I don't think any band has ever done this yet.
That's pretty wild, dude. It's a great song. I like it.
Yeah.
How did you meet the Moxie or hear of them?
We went to school. We went to Stetson together, middle school.
Stetson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had some red cross color pants.
Dude, don't even fucking start with that shit.
Yeah, Taylor and I used to ride the bus together.
Yeah, Oh, wait, because you lived in Glen Mills, right?
I lived in Thornton.
Thornton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Which is where Ape and Phil live.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about it, dude. You heard that shit, too.
Dude, I used to wear, like, size 40 pants, like, to totally. School, because it was, like, the cool thing to do as a skateboarder. I was, like, probably size 30 and I'm wearing 40 pants. Dude, they're so baggy. You couldn't even see my shoes, dude. Right.
Then those pants turned into cool for ravers.
Yeah, and then I look at ravers and realize how much of homos they are.
You can put your e-pills in your, like, hidden pockets in there.
I'm seriously, like, I really thought at the time, like, in 7th grade that, like, I looked cool. And now I look at it, I'm like,
you
I can't
look
even.
Cool.
Oh, bullshit. Where were you then? You weren't French and me, dude.
In 10 years, it'll end up that
you're
you
French
cool.
and your skateboard. You're too busy.
Yeah, I know. Plus, I had no personality whatsoever.
Aww.
It's true, though. I didn't even know what to say to you if I was going to say anything.
So, money, like, money gave you a personality?
I don't know. I guess just meeting so many people.
I think you always had a personality. Maybe you withheld.
I did, but I mean, I was just like, I don't even want to bother trying to go out on a date. Like, I just don't know what to talk about. I'm like, I'd rather just go do a fucking kickflip.
You were probably afraid to fuck.
I was afraid to fuck. I didn't fuck till I was 17.
You were afraid that if you went, like, you'd talk to a girl and she'd want to fuck before you would, so you just...
Like, oh, that happened God. All the time, and I got all scared and shit, and I wasn't all
with
that...
With
Yeah.
Just he was kidding. 15.
Girls that I wasn't too fond about. Like, I knew that I wasn't, like...
You weren't going to fuck them. If you knew how, would you fuck them?
No, I just wasn't into it.
He didn't know how to fuck.
That sucks.
He was afraid.
Whoa, dog.
Shippers, you have a song called Afraid to Fuck.
Afraid to Fuck, yeah. And Jess should be afraid to fuck.
What's that about?
He's got kids running everywhere. He's got to stop.
Yeah, we were just at Jesse's house. He's got romper room over there.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's got fucking video.
Yeah, we just played Shipbird and Jess, the new Moxie track.
Shippers, you think it sounds cool?
I like it. It sounds like the radio's, like, going to want it. They're gonna be yelling for it. So
you know what? I think I'm gonna get ready to play it pretty soon. But first, what's your MySpace again?
Yeah.
So myspace.com/themoxiesound.
The Moxie Sound.
That's how it is.
And you could also look at photos of the video shoot on my website, bamargera.com.
When we get to see the finished video. Cool.
Photos taken by Shit Goose. Yeah. The finished video, well...
Well, the American video. Not.
Well, I get the footage back tomorrow, and then I'm just going to lock myself in the editing room, and it'll probably take me 24 hours to do it.
I like when you're doing the editing, but, dude. That's good.
No, hell yeah. But I want to, you know, I want to thank Carl Pinnell, Andrew Pinnell.
Well, it's Craig, not over. You're not going to thank everybody right now.
Listen, motherfucker.
Thank them when it's
hey,
all
man,
over.
We're stoked right now, dude.
We haven't talked about them.
All right, go ahead.
They're the rest of the band.
Go ahead.
Here's a
you
band.
You want to thank your band?
I want to thank them for fucking
I'll
sticking
thank them
it out,
for doing
man.
A good job at the studio. They were over at Studio CIG. You guys did a good job. I was worried you would all suck terribly, and I was happy to see that you did a
thanks,
great job.
Man. I appreciate really, that, all right?
You came in.
I had
really
faith from the beginning.
He did.
You got to have faith.
He did.
And you'll tell right now by Chad, you did a fucking awesome job. All you listeners out there, you're basically hearing a band that's going to be big very soon.
We finished it yesterday.
What?
We finished it yesterday. I saw you all tweaked out and weird last night.
Yeah, no sleep.
You drove for 30 miles, 3 hours out of the way to get there.
After I had already been awake for 28
hours.
That's
commitment, dude. Yeah. You wanted this band to record the song, you came 3 hours out of your way to fucking hear it.
Not to mention, you told me exit 17, and it was exit 14, and I went 15 miles out of the way, and then I didn't want to go 15 miles back, and I'm like,
nuh-uh.
Fuck it, I'll just go to Easton. I went to Easton. I went to Easton, PA. Look on your map, ladies and gentlemen.
I wrote it down for MapQuest.
Find out how out of the way Easton is to New Hope from New York. No, but it was exit 14, not 17.
I don't know.
And on the turnpike, one exit is 15 miles. So I was definitely like 30. It was hell, dude. I was so stressed. And we couldn't turn around anywhere. And every time I'd find like a little turn off thing that says you're not allowed to do it, Missy would be going too fast and miss it, and then I'm you fucking missed that one. Then she missed the next one, then she missed the third one. I was like, I'm gonna kill you right
now. Were you cursing me?
Dude, you
cursing me.
You went to a town that was only named because it was east of Allentown. Like, it doesn't even have a reason to be on the fucking map.
What's this town? Who gives shit? Well, it's east of Easton. I don't know.
It took us longer to get from New York City to New Hope than it did for me to get from Westchester to New York. In traffic.
Yeah, that's ridiculous because I'm an hour away.
Yeah, it took us over 2 hours to get to your house.
Oh. It took me 3 hours to get to his house.
Every time. It's so fucked because...
It takes me 3 hours to get to your house.
Sometimes...
I got a navigational system just to get here.
I have been to New Hope at least 30 times, I still fuck up.
You fucked up when we left last night. You went the wrong way.
Fuck up getting there from New York to New Hope. I fuck up. I've done that maybe 6 times. Even from my house and on the way home, it's ridiculous. Like, there's just all these different ways to go, and I fuck up every time.
You're making me feel so much better because I felt like there's not a fucking island that I can go to where there's a stupider person than me. I couldn't fucking get to his house one time, and my girlfriend was like,
"That's why I moved there. It's hard to find.
It's serious.
It's impossible.
You live like that."
Yeah, I tried to find a place that was not easy for anyone to find.
You don't even have a road sign.
Yeah, the road signs look old.
Yeah, that's a problem. Road signs cause trouble.
You have to go to like ChadQuest.com.
ChadQuest.com.
And here's the most fucked up part is that Missy bought me this awesome navigation system.
Yeah, where
and I always think that I know where I'm going, but when like I'm
yeah,
too stubborn
turn
to,
it on,
I'm
right.
too stubborn to put it in the car. I leave it in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, when I'm going to like somewhere like Dubois, Pennsylvania, then I'll get my
Jess always
you know, but
turns
I'm like New
on.
Hope, I've been there. Like if I would just bring it and shut up and like swallow my pride of knowing where I'm going.
You actually admitted that last night when we went the wrong way on the way home. You're like, all right, I think I know where I'm going, but guess what? I don't. We need the navigation. I'm like,
it's a guy thing. We just don't want
to. It takes Jess like 3 hours to get back. He puts his navigational on, and once it tells him where to go, he goes, that's bullshit. I'm going this way. He fucking ignores it every time. We end up lost.
One time he said his thing, and it was telling him to go back home. And he didn't know how to shut it off because he just bought the car. He's driving around and saying, turn around here. And he's like, shut this fucking bitch up. And she just was interrupting us, and he's like, I don't know how to fucking shut it off.
did you notice that, like, a guy, if they were trying to get Pennsylvania, they would wind up in fucking Vermont and still not pull over at a gas station and ask. But like, and totally. All the girls, why don't you just ask somebody? No, I'm not going to ask somebody. I can do this. But we're in fucking Vermont. We're 8 hours out of the way. I can get to New York. I know. I'm not, you know, like they won't ask.
Oh, remember how far out of the way we went when we decided to go on our Canada road trip? We're like, let's just drive north.
Okay,
Canada's north.
We were planning on going to Nova Scotia.
Listen to this.
And we drove to Messina, New York, which was close to Montreal. And we figured, like, hey, we're in Canada. We must be close to Nova Scotia. And they go, the border
patrol. Is that where you get locks?
Yeah, the border patrol. They go, so where are you guys trying to go? And I'm like, I'm trying to go to Nova Scotia. And they started laughing right in my face. They're like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I'm not. They're like,
you get to vote.
And I know like maps and everything. I know exactly where everything is. But I was like, well, let's just drive north and figure it out. We were 13 hours out of the way. We were better off driving through Maine. If you look at a map, like, and that's what we had to do. But we were going into Canada the complete wrong way.
We went to
Montreal. Then we drove all through Maine, and our 2-day road trip ended up being a 1-week mission.
Oh my God.
It was fun as hell, but...
We went into Canada, drove a little bit, then came back into the States, drove a little bit, then went back into Canada. We're like, oh
yeah.
God.
Only us. Nice. It was fun, though.
I feel better about myself already. Shit, dude. Like, I went 40 miles one time, and I'm like, I'm stupid. I fucking can't stand this shit. And I now I feel much better, so thank you, guys.
No problem.
I got lost going to Contra Hocken before, and I was gone for 7 hours and ended up in Atlantic City, so it's cool.
Wow.
Taylor, didn't you used to play in a band? Wait a minute. Greta, was Hannah in...
Go ahead,
wait,
dude.
Was Hannah in your band?
In mine?
Yeah. What?
No. Okay. Hannah was in a band with Taylor back in the day. Right. And
in fact, I recorded Taylor 15 years ago or something, 10 years ago, in a band with Hannah called Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they came out dressed up and they all had khakis?
Ian is such a fat piece of shit motherfucker, dude. I hate that guy. He got so jealous when Jackass happened, and I was friends with him, and everything was fine. And, like, he called up Y100 and just talking all this shit. All that fat motherfucker, I was friends with him.
He was so round.
But he was so jealous that he wasn't involved in the project that he just talked shit, and I figured out that it was him.
Jealousy ruins everybody.
Yeah. Fucking people should just... you're going to be jealous right now, motherfuckers, because Chad just remixed the Moxie and re-recorded it, and he's the Timberland of rock and roll, and I'm going to prove it right now.
Let me prove it. You prove it.
It's still hot out there. It's still warm.
The CD player was
this gone. Is Step Down by the Moxie on Radio Bam, Sears 28, Faction.
Hearing I just growing tired. Sick of being left here all alone. I follow you, but it's not that simple. I turn around and you go, oh boy. Ooh, my heart is breaking and I've been waiting for the longest time. Oh, get down, just hurt me. Ooh, my heart is breaking and he's still my favorite. He's my friend now, he's my lover. It's just a fix to help me get through this. You held me in, I ripped you out. You thought I'd wait, but I'm gone. Ooh,
fucking sick. We were rocking out in here. Yeah, we had it a full blast down here at Bam Bam Studios.
Wow, I think I broke this.
Oh, here.
Shit got crazy for a second.
All the elements this song needs. It's a good fucking well-rounded
song. Yeah. Dude, it's like a fucking hit song.
And sonically correct as well.
Sounded rad.
Yeah.
Sonically correct.
Yeah. Good job,
how come
guys.
You don't
good
come
job
up to Studio CIG?
Greta's the new Maya from the Sound. She's the new shiny toy gun. She got fluorescent pink hair, dude. Total perfect front gorgeous chick for the for
good
a rock band. Yeah,
that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, and image has a lot to do with it. Stage presence has a lot to do with it.
Is she kicking ass in the video? Has she got a little sexy dance?
Yeah, she's got it all under control.
Taylor, you really see the sexy dance, don't
that's
you?
Hot, yeah.
Can she
see your girlfriend? Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did good for them until they started cheating on each other with other band members. You think she's looking at Carl? I saw something in the studio, a little glint there.
Hey, Carl, good nice drums.
good drum.
Good drumming.
Nice.
Murray almost had you, didn't he? He came in.
Oh, yeah, Murray Juice comes in all slack. Let's go to the bar. All right, let's go to the bar.
Please talk about that, please.
Right, you got to tell a story.
What'd Murray do?
Murray.
He
right. Murray from Inbred.
All right. First off, I walk in, right? And this dude's, like, passed out, like, keeled over, like, you know.
Straight off the bat?
Like, 10 in the morning?
No. All right. First off, he rolled up in his car, whatever, blaring some MJ, drinking, like, a
Michael,
fucking
Michael Jordan?
32-ounce fucking beer.
So was he shitbagged as soon as he showed up, or was he normal first?
No, dude, he was well on his way. But I saw him the day before, and he sounded like fucking
Froggy.
Vincent Price.
Yeah, Froggy.
His voice is all fucked
hell
up. And then we're in the studio, and all of a sudden, like, his head's down, dude, and I look over, and just this drool is hanging from his lip to his kneecap. I'm like, what? I was like, all right, whatever. So Chad starts kicking him. He's like, dude.
Well, he's been on the road with us. He's used to getting kicked.
Yeah, well, I don't know. And so next thing, he fucking stands up. And he's got piss pretty much coming out of his pants.
He pissed in my studio?
It was sweating, dude.
He pissed his pants.
But if he pissed, like, and he said, no, it was a beer, man.
No. He told me it was cum. Right? He's like, I cum to myself.
I saw that shit, dude. It was spreading.
It was definitely piss. Yeah,
what
it started
a fucking
small
geek
and got huge.
Yeah.
He's on his way here.
He had a beer in his pocket. I think he kicked when he gets
there. The problem is, though, like, he's told Missy that he's, like, you know, he's like, man, I want to find, like, a girlfriend. Like, and Missy's like, but he was fine at this point. Like, he had everything under control. And Missy's like, oh, Murray's a nice dude. Yeah. Uh-oh. But he has this thing where, like, if he's going to meet somebody, he'll need to loosen up. And
he'll get too loaded.
Yeah, he'll be like, all right,
I don't know.
If I have, like, three beers, then I'll go in there all solid. But by the time he actually makes it to the date, he's a pile of shit.
I've watched Murray drink himself a virgin multiple times.
And he's blacked out.
Didn't you see him get beat up by a bum with, like, what happened?
Are you serious?
He picked a fight with, like,
where were we, St. Louis? Or no, Michigan. We were in Michigan.
Might as well have been.
It was where you broke your ass.
Uh-huh. No, that was Chicago.
Chicago, that's what it was.
I broke my ribs in a Chicago, too.
Chicago, too.
Wow. Nice. Well, Chicago won. They never made a second.
Chicago.
That's why I call him Murray Juice. He's like, why do you call him Murray Juice? Because when he's on the juice, he's fucking annihilated.
Why did he start a fight
dude,
with a bum?
We were all loaded. We were walking around Chicago, and this bum was, like, following us. And finally, Murray being, like, it was actually kind of a cool move. He stepped back and went to the bum and was like, look, dude, we don't have any money. We're not giving you any money. Blah, blah, blah. So we get into this big parking lot of one of these hotels, and he's like, look, motherfucker, I don't have any money. And the guy takes, like, the, you know how at McDonald's they sweep into, like, a thing?
Yeah.
So the bum takes that, whacks him in the head, backs up, like, 10 feet, shows him this giant wad of money, goes, I have money, motherfucker!
No.
And it takes, oh, God.
No.
Murray's face is all cupped. He's like, what the fuck? The guy was just following us.
The bum had money?
Yeah, he had a giant fucking
and he wanted
money.
More?
He just wanted to rob us.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, you should have robbed him. You didn't have any money.
That's a good time.
The bum showed him a wad and fucking busted
him. I remember he just walked back, like, trying to fucking play it off, like, I'll beat up, like, what happened? A bum beat me up with a broom.
Yeah. That's a low moment.
A street bum with a broom. Yeah.
No wonder he's drunk and pissing his pants. He got beat up by a fucking bum. Yeah. They had way more money than
anyone. And it was kind of like he could have avoided it and just kept walking with the rest of us.
Yeah, he's probably just trying to get laid.
Yeah.
From the bum.
That's how he does it. But you guys weren't impressed? You weren't like, Murray's a cool dude?
I didn't fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the piss and him, like, eating shit down the stairs. I think that, like, kind of cut it for me.
Oh, yeah, he fell down
like,
the fucking
stairs. Yeah, like, he'd get
bad.
When was
like,
this?
If he goes out on a date, that's the way that he acts. Like, blacked out drunk, pissing himself, and falling downstairs. It's like, why can't you... Like, he's almost too nervous going in regular.
He came in to crash the Moxie session out of jealousy that Imbred's not there recording.
Is that what happened?
Probably, dude. Because he's not used to people being in my studio who ain't like CKY, me, or him and his band.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, Moxie's in there and getting shit done, and it's sounding better than everybody else's crap. And they're fucking knocking it out, and he's just like, who's on my couch? Like, this is like, you guys, how do you? I know you deserve this?
Is he pissing in the corner?
No, he pissed his pants, and he didn't even know it.
But for your credit, when he heard the song, he knew I was going to cut that song. He's like, just have me play the drums on it. Let's just kick everybody out of the band.
You
know? Yeah, I mean, he liked the song. That was a good sign.
The two of you are cracking me up.
Yo.
Going back and forth. What was it, bar song or whatever you guys were making up? Do you remember that?
One guy walks into a fag bar. Seven guys stitch. The other guy smells.
We were just going.
Dude, you
studio delirium.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
You know what, though? Musicians are the most jealous people ever about other bands because they always can say that, like, that's been done. This sounds like this.
Or I can do that.
But
yeah, Chuck Trees and
yeah, what's up,
Chuck?
But you know what?
How are you, sir?
What's up, Chuck?
Grab a mic, dude.
But you didn't do it. You know, you could say I can do that, but you didn't do it, and you didn't do it that way, and it doesn't sound like that. You know, and every band sounds similar to another band, but. Like, for instance, if everybody's you think the Moxie sounds like Blondie, well, Blondie's old and over. This is new and fresh.
Wow, she's still awesome, dude. Parallel.
Oh, she's fucking great. But, I mean, like, I want to see young band starting fresh and doing this. And I think that it's...
Yeah, like, these guys are cutting edge. And,
for instance...
And Blondie's banging the dust off her pussy.
Yeah, it's true.
Like Maya from The Sounds...
Somebody is.
You could tell that she was influenced by Blondie, but I would prefer to see Maya and the Sounds right now rather than Blondie.
Or Blondie back then.
But it's not Blondie back then.
I don't have any Sounds records, but I've met them a few times. CKY's played some festivals, and they've played. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I see them then.
Yeah, Maya's great.
Yeah, she's a tough rock chick, man.
They played the wedding, and...
I talked to her. I don't think she knew who Wendia Williams was. I told her to check her out.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think it's
fucked
up. I
love Wendy.
Yeah, I asked her in Sweden.
You should ship her every freaking DVD.
I thought I could trust her. She said.
Now that I think about it, I think that I would say that Maya should be more influenced by Wendy
than Blondie.
That's why
I brought it up, because I thought she'd have had known that, you know.
Yeah.
But Wendy was one of the
female Gigi Allen.
Yeah, she was really smart. Gigi was smart too in his own way, but. Wendy was like a real person, full out, like everybody could like her. She was like Sally Jesse Raphael liked her. You know what I mean?
I just can't stand how
bands always try to, you know, just save that extra buck. And, well, we can't afford that producer and we can't afford that studio. Let's just make it sound cool here. Well, you're going to make it sound like it's a local sound. That's what, and I think that this Moxie song is. An album, like a proper fucking album.
It came out great, dude. You said, I want it to be pro. I want it to sound pro. And it fucking, they knocked it out, man.
I'm so glad.
Everybody was confident, and we came out with a good product.
Yeah, and I told you, I was like, take this and remix it. And then when we talked more, I was like, just start from scratch. And
you came up with that idea right in front of them.
Yeah.
We were talking about remixing.
Yeah, start from scratch and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that just proves right there how much...
It's a good effort. I felt like a member of the Moxie for a good 2 days.
Yeah.
Nice. Chad, you're awesome.
And that's what producers need to be like, because when you go to fucking like Creep Studios or Walnut Creek or whatever, like they're, or what's it called?
Walnut
Clay Creek or whatever.
They're just hired to do a job. They're not feeling it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know what sound you're going for. They don't care what sound you're going for. They're just they just know that they're getting paid to record something.
I don't work on bands that I'm really not feeling.
It's basically like if you were trying.
If I did, you wouldn't know I did.
If you were trying to run a business and the only client that you had was some bluegrass band, you'd be like, "What the fuck? Just record it, dude, and I'll mix it."
I've recorded a high school jazz.
But you're not
band.
Feeling bluegrass.
Guys thinking about like McDonald's lunch.
I don't like the Weekend Warriors. I used to record a lot of bands, and like I don't like the Weekend Warriors. They're all construction workers. They have the best Les Paul, and like everything's fucking mint. And they come in, and sure, they can play a little bit, but it's like a total weekend getaway, and I don't have the fucking patience for people who aren't committed to this.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I'll do the job, and unfortunately, they end up coming out sounding way better just for some fucking weekend fishing trip. It just sucks. So I'm not doing that anymore. If bands got fucking commitment, I'm more than interested.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Commitment is the only is the only way that shit's going to get done. You know what I mean? Like if you're scared to quit your job and scared about money problems and you're not going to take a chance and go out on the road and start from scratch, I mean, you might wind up at a fucking bar with 10 people. You know, but that's the chance that you have to take.
You go balls to the wall and put your fucking
you know, yeah, you have to just throw everything away, not have the responsibility. Dude, I got to go back to work. Well, then you're not going to make it then.
Yeah.
You know, if you're committed to being on the road, and if you get sent to Sweden and nobody shows up, that's what you have to deal with. You need to figure out a way to gain fans, talk to more fans online, like just...
Yeah, if you have to go broke and really, like, live in a van, I did it. I lived in fucking Chicken Shacks. I would love to think that that's an awesome story. It sucked at the time, but it was all part of it. Not giving up.
Yeah. And like, CKY did it fucking right because they have a diehard fan base of kids that would fucking kill. Like, Eminem has a diehard fan base. Songs that you hear on the radio, they're just fans of that song. They don't know anything about the band, where they're from, what their names are, or what they look like. They just go, oh, that song? Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you got to pound the pavement.
You know what I mean? But CKY, all the diehard fans know everything about everyone, and that's what makes it so much radder and different.
Well, it's been a big family. CKY has had a lot of...
10 years.
But a lot of kids found love in everything, like even aside from the music, you know, there's so many angles to that. And just us still all being friends, this is a bit CKY as well. I mean, we're still here doing
it. And just the way that it connected, like on my spare time of skateboarding and doing Jackass shit, when I come home, I hang out with, you know, my brother and CKY, and I see the way, it sounds amazing, and they know the whole connection of who hangs out with who.
Yeah, this is and Hannah's in fucking CKY.
Hannah's in CKY.
I get lots of emails from people I remember on tour from all over.
So CKY is a big thing that encompasses a lot of things. Now Moxie's a little bit in the CKY family, doing a little. You were saying that song had a little CIG production flair.
It's got your touch, baby.
You felt like it.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, baby.
You know what?
Yeah, baby.
It's seriously because I hear you produce CKY, but now that you did something that I was stoked on already.
Right.
You put like the finishing final like perfect touch to it.
Yeah, if we compared it to the demo, it's a definite big improvement. That was the goal.
Just a little bit.
It's a big improvement. No, now you guys are on your way to a fucking album, and that's the shit. We don't need to recut that one. Let's go on to new songs, and I'm sure you got them.
Yeah.
Can't
wait. Have you heard any of the other tracks?
I heard a couple that were on their MySpace. I didn't, or maybe the three tracks they brought in here last time, but we chose the song out of listening to those. That the first song we did was the one we were digging first, right?
Yeah, yeah, because we already shot the music video, so that needed to get done pronto.
So this is part of the filthy future.
Yeah, well, that's what me and you need to talk about because
future gets a little bit more filthy.
Yeah,
it's a little filthy note.
Yeah, we all need to talk.
Yeah, man, let's talk.
Yeah.
That's good. Good ideas. That leads to motivation. Everybody loves doing things. Let's keep doing them.
Definitely. I love doing it because when I hear something that I'm into and I can help you out by paying for the production costs and paying for the video, I have faith that it'll make its money back, you know?
No.
Well, you got that faith, the faith, the faith.
And sometimes I get lost doing other shit. Like when I'm trying to, like, blow up Veins of Jenner or Viking Skull and shit, and then I have to go film a Jackass number two for 6 months.
Oh, no.
I just want to, like, lock myself in the hotel room and think about what Jackass stunt I'm going to do next and how I'm going to prepare to fall and how bad it's going to hurt.
I told you, your
triangle. And I can't even think about anything else but that.
I know.
So, like, I'm like, all this shit needs to get put on hold. Filthy Note needs to get put on hold. And I need to finish Jackass 2, and I want to make it good, and I don't want to be bummed out that somebody took my bit because I wasn't ready for it.
Mm. That Jackass, you got all these angles. Your triangle is spread out to, like we said, a heartogram. I mean, there's a lot of angles. You know?
It's true, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
we take that heartogram over there and pin the little things.
And now I directed the Moxie video, and now I'm going to the next heartogram angle, which is locking myself in the editing room for a few days until it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm about to do the sound on Ming Hags.
Oh, yeah.
Mike not just dropped and shit.
That's another thing. Yeah, Ming Hags, there was some... When you put 40 hours or 50 hours worth of footage in a computer, it's going to crash. And that's what happened with the sound, and I was scared shitless. And, you know, Mike Nutt is a genius at fixing computers and stuff like that, so it was just a matter of time, but, like...
It's a matter of 6 months, dude. These fans are wondering where the fuck the movie is.
He had some serious
You don't want to blame
trouble.
It on Mike.
And I know, but I didn't want to...
You got him.
You know, everybody's asking when it's coming out, and the problem is the sound needs to get mixed, and we couldn't get the sound out of the Avid in order for Chad to mix it. So now that we got that, that'll happen soon. And then
start to move forward.
Yeah, but
I got no faith in gadgets.
You got no faith in gadgets?
I got no faith in gadgets.
You got a... What, you got a Dodge Dakota?
Yeah, and it's broken. There's always fucking something wrong with something.
Fucking gadget.
Nice.
Mr. Gadget.
So now that we've been talking about the Moxie and CKY and Chad producing the album, I think we're going to have to hear Attached at the Hip.
Oh, God.
He's bummed out.
Why? You know what? Everything will come together. You'll figure it out.
All right.
You'll figure it out.
All right.
Inspector Gadget.
But Inspector Gadget.
This is one of my favorite
Gadget.
CKY songs.
Yeah, it's a good song. Inspector. No faith in gadgets.
Inspector Gadget.
There you go.
Nothing
no
works
in gadgets.
What track is it, Bam?
It's track 4.
See, I produced this shit and calculated what track would be after what track, and I forget.
Frenetic Amnesic is after that. But, this is Attached to the Hip CKY, and then when we come back, we're going to take some phone calls. So,
yeah, good idea, because we're
real?
Live.
I feel like talking to strangers.
Yeah. I'm down with it, dude. I was just talking about how I wanted to hear interviews again.
All right, Cox, so I put on a headphone set.
You're about to fall in love with the radio again, aren't you?
Maybe.
Live radio is a little different than pre-taping.
Yeah, I like it better this way. All this right. Is CKY Attached to the Hip Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Standing near, feel you breathing down my How the fuck you say it? I said, serious. I'm serious, 28. Faction.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, CKY. Good tune. Good
sweet
tune.
Sounds of CKY.
Say it won't go. No, I won't go. I won't go. No, I won't. No, I won't go.
What's up, everybody? I'm Chad I. Ginsburg from the Sweet
like
Sounds
that.
Of CKY.
Yo.
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 We're talking about bringing you back to 2001. We did that in Hawaii. It was a great time. We were hanging out with Volcom, and they sent me a vaporizer, which I much appreciated.
Nice.
Thank you, Mike. Woo. Mark Gardner.
Mark Gardner.
Gotta give it up.
Volcom, he sent you a what?
A fucking vapor. Shut the fuck up with that.
Okay?
They sent me a vaporizer, which is to smoke materials.
Tobacco.
Yeah, whatever. You smoke weed out of it, and you don't burn the weed, and you can cook with it and shit. It's really great.
Are you talking about that vocal?
Yeah, you guys were hitting up the vaporizer.
I wasn't.
So bammer. How was your weekend in New York, dude?
Gee, what a nigga surprise!
It's the G show now.
The Ryan G show.
I was filming.
Ryan G for the vibrant dom com.
I'm taking a.
I'm pretty fucking hurt from the Jackass 24 hour.
What was the worst part of it?
Well, I did the Hep C barrel roll, and the most disgusting part about that was, which I found out later on, that the bum shit that I slinged on Jeff Tremaine, the director.
Where'd you get the bum shit?
From the fucking trash can that Tremaine found, and it came full circle on him because I picked up the bag of shit and chucked it in his face, but then I found out later that the barrel that I had my head in, that's where he found the bum shit. And the fact that it was from the Bronx just makes it even more disgusting.
The bum took his shit and put it in a trash can?
Well,
in a bag.
It was in a bag.
He
so
didn't just straight put his ass in the can.
It was either bum shit or dog shit. Either way, it's fucking gross, and Jeff Tremaine had it all over his ear, and when he wiped his ear, there's like shit crammed in the ear.
Yeah, no, I love Tremaine, but he deserves that.
Then I had a lot of cattle prods to the leg, and I got clothesline doing the skate thing. We had a punching contest, a slapping contest. I had mint chewing tobacco in my fucking eyes. It felt like I got maced. It was hard. It was almost even worse than maced.
And that's why you weren't on towards the end of the show, right?
Yeah, and the worst about it all was this baseball machine that went fucking 100 miles an hour, and they couldn't really aim on one specific spot, and it was live, so they're like, dude, put on a knee pad in case it hits your kneecap, and they were trying to find one, but we're live on air, and if I would have pussied out or put on a knee pad, I would have been A, wasting time, or B, would have been a pure pussy.
Yeah,
so I'm like, we're live, dude, just do it. It hit me so hard in the fucking leg. Like, I couldn't walk for about 2 hours, and it still hurts like shit, but if it would have hit me in the kneecap, dude, I would have a shattered knee. I'd be out for at least 2 months.
It could have hit you in the peepee, though.
Well, you've been very lucky.
I'm more concerned
with
the kneecap.
Didn't Knoxville rip his dick open on a bike?
Yeah, he tried a backflip on a motorcycle, and the bike landed on his fucking dick, and he had that rocket catheter.
Was that the coolest thing MTV's done in a long time? Like, said, like, free reign to the fucking most psychopathic freaks.
Yeah, and I mean, they're always scared because, you know, Jackass dudes is what we do is stupid shit. So I mean, you know,
you couldn't get any.
Dave England pulled his stunt, and
anybody try to get thrown off? Steve-O try to get thrown off?
You know, I mean, people are just kind of loose cannons. I mean, Steve-O might show up on PCP or fucking, you know.
Is this
just
ever going to be released?
It'd just
DVD?
Be fucking bonkers. Well, I mean, you can't really put out a 24-hour DVD, but they might make a best of or
YouTube.
Something. Like a two-hour best of.
Like I was telling you, like, Steve-O on Howard Stern this morning was insane, dude.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
He was talking shit on Bam.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Not really,
because
he said I love him afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was still just hopped up, whatever. You gotta, he's not going to be around.
Howard kept thinking, like, what, you don't like Johnny and Bam? And he's like, nah, dude, I love him. Like, after a while. But he gave the impression that he was, like, bummed on you guys, because he kept it the realest or something.
Yeah, he said that. People who keep it real just get mad when, like, they just talk shit all day long. You know what I mean? Like, even with skateboarding, like, you know, you gotta keep it real, dog. Like, you need to land your tricks proper, and if you have an awesome photo and you have an ad out, that ain't keeping it real. And, like, All these 12-year-old kids landed in what isn't, and they don't know who does what, but like some people who are in the know and they find out are just negative fuckers.
Nerds.
Because other people are selling way more skateboards
than they are.
It's the best game.
Nerds. Overanalyzing, yeah. People get very dramatic.
It just shows how bent out of shape that they are, that they're not selling more skateboards and they're trying their hardest and they can't figure out a proper formula. And when, again, skateboarding, it's not about the hard trick that you're doing. It's about style.
Yeah.
You know,
you sell a kid a skateboard, don't matter how you skate, it matters how he does.
Right. And you know what? I would much rather prefer to watch Donnie Barley 180 Ollie over a curb because he looks right on a skateboard.
Or Gino Iannucci.
He looks proper on a skateboard.
I'd rather watch Gino than
But there's so many kids who don't have a good style that try and they end up doing like hard tricks, but they look like a robot or they look stiff. Like Donnie Barley is loose, his style. It looks like he's supposed to be meant to ride a skateboard.
How about Ryan Sheckler?
I think he's fucking sick.
He's good, but
that explains why I look hot in a Hyundai.
Ryan Sheckler's great. He's an amazing skateboarder, but I mean, to me, I don't really want to watch his show because, like, I don't want to hear about how he just wants to be a normal kid. If you want to be a normal kid, then don't sign up to have 20 cameras in your face 24 hours a day. Like, you know, like, you signed up for that. If you want to be a normal kid, then go be one.
He has bet on going on with Rob Dyrdek, who has the highest ratings, like a $5,000 bet.
Really?
He's broken up.
I mean, you know what? Cheers to Ryan Sheckler because he has tons of 13-year-old girls who probably think he's amazing, you know, great, want to date him and shit, you know. But
Matt does.
But I mean, somebody, some like 30-year-old skateboarder is probably watching it, thinking it's the gayest thing ever.
That's
and
true.
You know, to a 30-year-old, it just may be, but like it's not to a it's not to 4 million. It's not to 4 million 13-year-olds.
Like Robin Big, they create like an older crowd. Ryan Sheckler, it's like
so. Bam, when you do a demo like and you don't land tricks in front of tons of people. And they're like, hey, that's Bam Margera. He sells, like, he's got 70 skateboards in the store.
That's the worst part about it is because, like, when you go to a demo, you're showing up to a whole new street course, and you have to figure it out, like, in front of 5,000 kids.
Does it totally blow?
You have to figure out if the rail grinds. You have to figure out what's the transition.
Pick your line and shit.
Yeah, like, I prefer to have, like, a day or two at the skate park before I did a demo.
Like, with rock and roll, like, if something fucks up terribly
in
front of a bunch of people, like, I'll just go punch the guy in the audience instead and just everybody forget about the other thing. But what do you got to get out of, like, a non-landing trick? You got, like, a little backspin you jump into or anything? something to save the game?
Well, you always have to have your crowd-pleasing trick. Yeah. And, you know, you could always find a steep enough transition at a skate park to where you could bring, a drop in. Like, if you ollie off of something that's 10 feet high into a bank, that's always impressive to a crowd. And you know, that's why, like, people think that a trick called a Benihana, where, like, you take
A restaurant?
Yeah, but you take your back foot off the skateboard and grab your back hand with the tail, and it's basically like a spread eagle in middle air, and it's like the gayest trick in skateboarding.
Is
but
there one where
people
you're like,
who are not that into skating, they go, wow, that looks impressive. So people just
pull.
Or it's
like an invert. You ever see Tony Hawk just do an invert?
Yeah, that's
a cool
trick.
Over there.
Yeah.
Because it's his.
Or like a hand plant.
Yeah, that same thing, yeah.
I think you have the best style about it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of like a basic, like an avert industry.
You got to talk about you taking that dude out in the video, please.
Oh, yeah. All right, explain Red Mohawk Jeff.
He's got a red mohawk. His name is Jeff.
That's all I know.
And this guy, he was shooting photos for the Moxie video shoot, and he's a cool dude, but We were sipping on beer, and this was like the last shot of the entire video, and it was about 2 a.m. And I'm like, I need everybody in a drunken like rumble outside at the end, out in front of the sushi place called Kuma. And I was like, Jeff, me and you are gonna have to wind up fighting, dude, and you know we're just gonna have to. He thought it was going to be like a stage fight. I punched him in the fucking face so hard because I don't want to, like, fake it and, like, if I skim the side of your cheek and you go like that, it'll totally look like I hit you. Like,
oh, totally.
I just
totally
said, like, hey, we're going to be wrestling around a little bit. He's like, oh, that's cool. Like,
you caught him off guard.
And then as soon as it's, like, action, I know that that film's rolling, and I'm just thinking, like, every second is about $20, so it's like
try to knock his teeth out like Leonard.
So if 5 seconds happens, I'm like, that's $100. All right, I got to make this $100 worth it. Boom! I punch him in the face so hard.
Then I come in.
Murray. Yeah. Now I'm on the ground and Jeff's punching me in the face. I'm punching him in the face, and then G just comes out of nowhere and dives on me and snaps my finger. Like, officially broke my finger. I went to the hospital and got a cast.
Sorry, dude.
Dude, I'm so hurt everywhere else from the Jackass takeover
that
the finger is the last worry.
Fuck
yeah. Not to mention, I'm trying to have, like, a serious bar rumble outside, and G just comes in with his fucking ass hanging out and dives on me. So now the whole end of the video is going to be G's ass on top of mine with his
your busted finger,
his big ass crack hanging
thanks,
out, breaking
thanks,
my fucking thank finger.
You.
So when you see the end of the Moxie video, you'll know that once G jumped on me, I had a cast on a few hours later.
Did you get Veronica to slap him too, Ryan?
No, wait, Veronica slapped
Ryan.
Yeah.
You slapped Ryan.
And Ryan is...
Oh, you
is,
slapped Ryan. That's
Ryan's
so
Taylor Oldie's brother, who actually, he was in the video. He played the...
Singer of the Ian.
He played the asshole boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He was with this girl, and he winds up, like, totally cheating on her, and she figures it out at the end.
Can
and then that's why they wind up in the bar rumble.
Do you have some of it to show later?
No, Franz is getting the footage right now developed.
He shot it on film.
Stuff,
yeah, total.
That's
yeah.
not cheap. But
they helped out with the styling.
Yeah, and film is not cheap, but
they did a good job.
Anybody who says you can make digital look like film, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just do it right. Mm-hmm. Make a proper fucking music video. Same with the way that it sounds. You know, I really think that, like, we're in the total 100% right direction of making a rock band big.
Especially when
you
slap
can't wait
the shit
to see
out
it.
Of them.
Is it sexy video?
Fuck yeah.
From what I hear, I didn't see all of it, bro.
Yeah?
I just saw you fucking...
Veronica, yeah, Veronica's in the bed pretty much half naked.
From Jughead Veronica? That one?
No, you could check her ass out. What's her MySpace?
Veronica Lane.
Veronica Lane is Ryan. Who was in the music video. She played the girlfriend who gets cheated on.
And Ryan's lady killer.
Lady
yeah.
killer.
Veronica Lane.
And Ryan's lady killer. He plays the dickhead boyfriend.
Yeah, but didn't you see you slap the shit out of Ryan, didn't you? Because I saw him walk away and he's like spitting.
Oh, yeah.
So mad.
No, I know, because... Dude, I'm used to that shit, though, so...
I gotta get him back.
But I'm thinking, like, I wish I could let him know, or Veronica know, like, when I say to slap somebody, don't, like, make it like a...
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
like, we're rolling film here. Like, every second that goes by is $20, so, like, whale them and get it right the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, do it like this, and I just go whap without even telling him. He's like, you fucking asshole. I'm like, that's the way it should look.
He walked away for over a minute and just stood over
oh,
by the railing.
Oh, he did. And then he tried to hit you, and he dodged it, didn't you?
No, he got me back good, but
eventually,
I don't care. Right. I'm used to it.
No, I know you are. It was fucking funny as hell. Yeah, I know.
Somebody getting this shit.
When I got hit with that baseball at fucking 100 miles an hour right in the leg, I actually did find this cup, but I didn't have any boxers on, and I didn't want to get hit in the dick, so I put this cup on that I did not know where it came from, and I just put it right on my dick.
Oh.
As soon as I got home, I had a rash on both sides, like full-blown jock itch. I couldn't even fuck Missy. It was total pain in the ass. Dude, when you're so relieved that you finished a 24-hour takeover and it wound up successful, all you want to do is go home and fuck.
Yeah.
And now I can't.
Still can't?
No, I can now. It went away. But I'm like, now I'm thinking, like, what fucking scumbag just had his dick on the same thing that I put my dick on?
Shit, dude.
That sucks.
She soaked it in bleach.
I did not think that through, but I was willing to do anything because I knew that, like, we had a few seconds to go before we were live, and you just can't half-ass live shit or else you'll massively regret it later.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
you know?
Funny.
A little jockish, I guess, is worth it, as long as that all it was.
It's almost better to be live when you're doing jackass shit because... it needs to be right the first time. You can't test it out. Mm. Like with like I jumped on these tons of water bottles and we put a skate deck on the top and we were running at it full speed and sliding on it and like you can't test it out live. You'll look like an idiot. There's nothing worse than like half-assing something. We just all barged it. I'm so hurt right now. I have a swell bow. My leg hurts worse than all, and I actually have a broken finger here, and that's the least of my worries.
At least it didn't get your kneecap, right?
You know, the phone lines are open.
That would have been the most...
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk to somebody.
Right. You want to talk to somebody?
Let's talk to a stranger.
Who do you want to talk to?
All right, let's do it.
Shane in Canada. Shane in Canada.
What's going on?
Yo!
How you doing?
He's Canadian.
Not too bad. I just wanted to say... Bam, thanks for doing all your crazy fucking stunts and helping me through some tough times watching you guys do your Jackass shit.
Yeah, sweet. How much of it did you get to watch?
I didn't see the MTV takeover. I was just talking about your Jackass
in general.
Okay.
You're viewing the Bam stuff. I really enjoy it. It's funny as shit.
Do you know if the takeover even shows up in Canada, or is that a whole different thing?
I work in the oil field, so I'm, like, seriously stuck in the middle of the forest right now.
What? The forest? It sounds like you're in the forest.
You're getting bad reception over there?
All right, well, tell Canada rock and roll.
Tell Canada rock and roll.
And you know what? Actually... Canada is in CKY3, the biggest crowd we had chanting CKY was in Calgary.
Really?
It was at the Millennium Skate Park at the Tony Hawk thing.
Made it there.
I got about 4,000 kids screaming CKY. Yeah, you should definitely take a trip up there.
I would.
Oh, you would, yeah.
Is that the mall?
I would.
Was that the mall?
No,
Mall of America?
You're thinking of Edmonton. That's the biggest mall in Canada.
You want to take any other calls?
Let's do it, dude.
Live.
Come on, dude.
Hannah.
Uh-oh, Hannah and PA.
Yeah, you gotta right take here, that. Guys.
Hang up the fucking phone.
We gotta take that.
Go ahead, Hannah.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Going good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm fucking
sure
nervous
are.
Right now.
Are you nervous?
How old are you, 11?
14.
Yes.
So you can drink. That's cool.
No, I don't drink.
Okay. I mean, eventually.
What happens when you're 14? Puberty?
I don't know.
Is this Eric the Midget?
Oh, I have fucking gossip in my fucking...
Whoa. Watch it cursing, little guy. Girl.
You got any questions?
Is this a girl? I can't tell. Puberty hasn't hit.
It's got to be a chick.
It's a Hannah with an H at the end.
It's a girl, right?
It's a girl.
I think so.
Is it a girl?
Yeah, I'm a girl. What the hell?
Okay, I just know a different girl name.
Well, I know. I'm here with Hannah, the guy, right now.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Live. Well, what's going on? You have a question or anything?
Yeah, I have a question, Bam. I was wondering, I'm having a party, like a fuck-up party.
A what? Yeah, a fuck-up party?
Yeah.
What's your address? Yeah.
Yeah, give us the address. We'll go.
What is All a fuck-up party?
It's 196.
No,
we're just kidding. Yeah, don't get
a bunch of randoms will show up at your house.
If you want Shitbird to show up or anybody, you're gonna have to cough up some money, little man.
It's a girl.
Oh yeah,
I'm thinking of Hannah.
Hannah, the guy right here. Sorry.
You can get some boons.
You know what? There's probably more girls named Hannah than
Way
you.
More. Oh,
yeah. I'm just used to you.
It's like from that Woody Allen movie.
I've trained in my brain that Hannah's a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't take offense.
All right,
Hannah. It was good talking to you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
What town? That's
it's
where we're
in,
calling
from. West Grove, Jennersville.
Where do you get that accent from, though?
You're close.
Yeah.
Jennersville.
Down south.
Yeah.
Sounds south.
Yeah.
You grow up there?
What if we just did barge in on
it? It's barge.
All right, we're coming.
All right.
A 14-year-old
Don't
party.
Tell anybody, but we'll be there.
Yeah.
Let's kick ass. It's cool that you're listening to Sirius instead of downloading like most people. Some people should listen to it live like it is now.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start going live a lot because is finally
hooked
okay.
up.
Yeah, so, because these dipshits that didn't do any research in the driveway just chopped right through it because they were working on something and didn't realize that there's, like, electrical lines, live radio lines, lights to my house, and they just chopped all through it all. And the worst part was we were out for 6 months of going live at my place, and it
But prior,
you know what?
Be like
I mean,
the day before.
I'm not going to go like sue some company in Westchester for that, but I mean, they did cause a lot of fucking problems.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many times where I wanted to be live, and you know, the only way you could possibly do that
is to
drive to New York with all my friends, and that's a full day mission.
Yeah, try and get everybody together to go to New York.
You know what I mean? So me and Chad would pre-record a bunch of shows, but now we're like officially back. So
Hannah, what do you think of that? Oh, good.
I think it's great.
He's right here.
Good. Yeah, I was talking to real Hannah.
Yeah.
Nobody can.
Every time
that.
I hear Hannah, I'm just looking right at you. So.
That is hard.
Whenever I hear about that band Kill Hannah, I get kind of pissed off. Who the hell they think they are?
They got an HBO.
Talking like that.
I know.
I'll kill
like,
them.
Who
dude.
Wants to kill Hannah?
I'll kill them, motherfucker. I'll kill them.
Let's go after.
I'll kill
them. I'll kill
them.
Kill Fanna.
Kill Fanna.
Yeah.
What's up with Kill Fanna?
Yeah.
Wait, those fucking fun. Calls are funny, dude. I wonder how many are 14. Take another.
Okay.
Daniel Hello? From Daniel from where?
Oh, from Switzerland.
Oh.
Whoa, dude. You got a hell of a cell phone.
How the hell are you listening
right
from? How you listening from Switzerland right now?
I got the 3-day free trial.
Yeah.
You can get satellite radio in Europe?
What?
You can get satellite radio.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I'm on the internet.
Oh, nice.
Okay, sweet. What happens over there?
Oh, dude, nothing. We're not so informed what happens about you. I mean, nobody knows about Ming hacks and, you know.
Well, it's not ready yet. So.
Yeah, it's going to be out shortly. We still have to get the sound mixed. You know, I mean, it takes so long to get everything right. And I want to put out, like, you know, a masterpiece of a movie and not look at it in like 2 years from now and wish that I would have put in like proper sound effects.
Yeah,
should
have done this, should have done that.
Should have done that. So we're doing it right now and it's just taking a lot more time.
Great.
Switzerland?
Yeah, Switzerland. From the
Zurich or what?
What's the capital of Switzerland, Bam?
Bern.
Yeah, right.
Do another one for him.
Any more capitals, bub?
Yeah. Any more capitals? Zimbabwe.
Herrera.
Ha ha. Uh-huh.
God damn. So, I actually wanted to ask you three questions, if I might.
Go for it.
Yeah.
That was one.
Did CKY anywhere show up in Switzerland for a show or something?
Yeah.
You've been
when?
I don't know. No. I don't know when. They don't have a...
Did we lose them?
They're in the middle of trying. They're recording a record right now. It's taking a lot more time. Having some arguments.
Did we lose them?
No.
No. All right. Well, I think we lost them.
Do you want them to come to Switzerland?
I think we lost.
Oh,
them.
Oh hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
But I guess you guys the alliance is very small here.
It's just a matter of time. They'll wind up there. We just need to talk to some people and figure things out.
Well,
I hope so.
Globetrotters need to, too. But
yeah, we love your hot chocolate, dude, and your watches, by the way.
Yeah, hey, it was good talking to you. I'm glad you called from Switzerland. That's rad.
Oh, I'm fucking glad to come through, man.
Awesome. Right. So,
fuck little Debbie for me.
Is she
from Switzerland?
Yeah, well.
Who's that hot chocolate lady?
Swiss
Miss. That's not the same.
I was like, we love your
little Debbie. What about Switchblades? Is that Swiss Blades? Swiss Army knives. Do you guys have them?
Swiss Army knife?
Oh, we love
Okay,
good.
I'm going to,
I'm kidding. He was cool.
Yeah.
If somebody said they were from the Swiss Army, I'd be like,
you nervous? What'd you do?
I farted, actually. I had to
That's
leave.
Not illegal.
I had to leave the room.
That's Swiss rule.
All right, Matt, where'd you put those beers?
They're in the fridge. This is for the guy in Switzerland who just called. That was rad. This is a band close to him from Italy called Dope Stars, Inc. And they fucking rock. Let's hear it right now. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Where is it?
And this
right
is track here. One.
Track one.
Yeah.
I got to switch these decks.
Pendar, yeah.
We need a new deck, Pendar, in here.
It's yeah, that CD player has trouble with the burnt ones. But this Dope Stars, Inc. from Italy.
Yeah, we're getting it.
We'll get there.
I got it. Here we go. Dope Star Sync. Now we go with the silly mic on. So now they're gone and gone.
Oh, nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Hell yeah.
A little mixed up with Dope Stars. I had a crappy CD-ROM, and there must have been some problems, but that, at least I got to play some Shiny Toy Guns.
True.
So I'm here with the Moxie, Fan of Bandana, Stingy Titties over here, and Chuck Treese of McRad just showed up. How you been? Chuck
good,
the Chuck
I'm
Treese.
Good. Oh, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. What have you been up to? You been in Philly? You been touring?
I've been playing around. I was just on... doing something with the Bad Brains in L.A. for this TV shoot.
Oh, yeah?
So that was on for a week, about 2 weeks ago, and we're about to go to Brazil for a week.
Hell, yeah.
Who's singing with that Bad Brains now?
Dude, Israel, he's from L.A. He's really
from
New York.
LA.
But he lives out in L.A.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he was on the Rise LP when he was signed to Epic Records.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last time we were together was 13 years ago, so... It's crazy.
Didn't they have to call it Soul Brains for a little while because of Madonna?
Yeah. HR, he lost it and hit some kid, you know.
That's not the Puffin Stuff guy, is it?
No.
HR from Brand Bad Brains,
the
right?
Singer, yeah.
HR Puffin Stuff?
He wild out and...
Because Puffin Stuff did the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have it back now, which is all good, so...
So you've been working on new Chuck Tree stuff, I
Yeah, think. I have a new record that I'm working on in my house. It's pretty crazy. It's kind of like a combination from when I was born till now.
Awesome.
Like every sound possible.
Let me play a track on that, huh?
I got a couple
day,
little
yeah.
instrumentals with me, but I definitely want
to... You have it with you now?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I have one song I can play.
You bring me a Pro Tools?
Well,
I mean...
No, I don't have a Pro Tools. All right.
Well, that's perfect, because we have one more song to play, and then, I said that I was going to take...
Yeah, we're just going to take a call and then say goodbye. We're
okay.
Overtime.
Well, let's play a song, and then they can get to it.
All right, well, you want to play a song?
I want to take a phone call, and then when I say goodbye, then we're going to
play
a song.
Yeah, we'll play a Chuck
Tree song. And then they can go do what they were going to do.
This is
the instrumentals.
Show.
There's no vocals on it.
That's why they call it Radio Bam.
Yeah.
Will Pendarvis said that I could go as long as I want overtime.
Yeah, you keep going to them bar mitzvahs.
I know. I go to the owner of Sirius Radio's bar mitzvah, dude. I can do whatever the
but
F
bar
I
mitzvahs
want.
Are fucking fun. You guys are walking around with hats. You got Missy on your hat.
It was great. I had a blast. It was the best bar mitzvah I've ever been to.
You weren't at mine.
It was at the
dances.
New York City Museum of Natural History. It was like, dude, I don't even
what
wanna,
was the theme?
It must have been rich. It must have been $100,000 or more to rent.
Yeah, bar mitzvah was expensive.
What are you sitting with?
The theme was I'm rich.
Yeah. Howard Stern.
I was sitting with Howard Stern, Tony Hawk, Steven Van Zandt from Bruce Springsteen, and Eddie...
Irvine.
Eddie Irvine, number one Formula Race car driver that just retired.
Yeah, he retired in 2002.
Yeah, so I was sitting with all these cool dudes. Best bar mitzvah ever.
Honestly, going to a bar mitzvah with Howard Stern is definitely cool.
Yeah, LL Cool J played and stuff. This kid must have just been so stoked that like they got Howard Stern, Tony Hawk, and you know just all these dudes at a bar mitzvah. That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, if you're Scott Greenstein's kid, that's what happens.
It was
man.
Funny. Howard was talking about it. Like he said, like his kid's got the life.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, Howard was talking about the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
It was rad. I like Howard.
Yeah, he's a rad dude. Smart motherfucker, I'll tell you that much.
He is.
We got the Chuck Tree song, track one, Chuck.
Yeah, this is an instrumental. And.
All right, let's do it. All right, thanks for listening, motherfuckers, and check out the Moxie because we're gonna blow them motherfuckers up. And right now we're hearing
the Moxie sounds.
Chuck Treese.
Thank you guys for listening to the live Radio Bam. First time in a long time. Hopefully we can do this more often.
Yeah, let's get started.
Rock and roll, Series 28 Faction.
Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.